We are doing the Meiri's work on Jewish history, the Seder HaKabbalah. And the Meiri had taken us from creation to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Meiri had discussed that Moshe was the greatest prophet. And then he said, you might question, what about Chazal saying that among the nations, Moshe seems to have had an equal? Chazal say, Lokam Naviot B'Yisrael K'Moshe, specifically among Am Yisrael, Moshe had no equal, but among the non-Jews, there was an equal. That was Bilam. So that seems to contradict the aforementioned postula that Moshe was tops and there was none like him in the world. So the Meiri says, if you want to understand that, says, really, I've explained it in my other works, and I'll explain it again. Basically, there are different ways in which a person can be whole. You could have a person who's whole in his mental capacity, in his intellectual capacity, and then you could have a person who is whole in his capacity to have visions. And if you have a person who has one form of illness but not the other, so then, for example, if you have a person who he has great capacity for visions, but he doesn't have great intelligence, he might be a sorcerer, he might be a false prophet. He's going to have visions because he's got a lot of strength in his capacity to have visions. But he doesn't have the also important balance, the capacity, the mental capacity. Now, a person who has both these strengths, so then when he gets prophecy, that prophecy comes from a place that's true because he has all the necessary tools to have great prophecy. He's whole in his wisdom, he's whole in his visions. And Bilam, says the Maldim, had tremendous strength in his capacity to have visions, but his intellectual capacity wasn't high up there. So the Pasuk points out this strength. The Pasuk says he was Shetum Ha'ayin, his eye was wide open. He was able to see to a distance. Bilam had great vision. That was his strength. And the Pasuk says, Nofel Ugluye Naim. So Chazal say, the Pasuk says, when he had prophecy, his eyes were wide open. So Chazal say, Suma Be'echad Me'inav Haya. But one of his eyes were blinded. Why is that important? What do I care? So, you know, you read the Gemara, on the surface it seems comical. You have your warlock, he's standing there with one eye all blinded, maybe like with a pirate's patch on top. He's carrying the staff. He limps, his one foot doesn't work so well. You know, you read the description in the Talmud in Sota, and you feel like you're reading a comic book. Right? You guys know what a comic book is. Yeah? So, tells us the Meiri, no, the Talmud, when it uses these almost comical descriptory terms, when the Talmud tells us Agada and tells us you want to know about Bilam, so you should know from the Pasuk we could point out he was blinded in one eye. The Pasuk is telling us his one eye, his capacity for vision, so that he was powerful, he was like Moshe. His capacity for intellectual acumen, no, there he was blinded. He was weakened. On the simple level, so we understand it, yeah, he was blinded in one eye. On a deeper level, Chazal were telling us something else. And in order that we understand how exceptional his capacity for visions was, so Chazal tell us that in that he was equal to Moshe. But that doesn't mean his prophecy was like Moshe. It means he had great capacity for visions. He didn't have the balance that Moshe had. And the way to understand this is that our Torah is whole. And it teaches us how to make ourselves whole in all forms of wholeness. Hen b'shlemut amidot, be it when it comes to our traits, what type of people we are. Hen b'idiyat amuskalot ve'yoniyot, be it when it comes to philosophical concepts or other concepts that we have to master. V'sha'ot torot ha'umot ha'kdumot v'datehim, and the other religions, be it the ancient ones, be it the ancient... you call it, social theories, they don't have this strength that they make you into a whole person. No, they teach you a structure, a system. The nimusim unachim itzad bnei adam yodim b'inyanei ha'anaga medinit. People who understood political science, people understood what's the best way to set up a society, so they set up a system. But that system isn't going to make you a better person. It's going to make society function. The Torah is not about making society function. The Torah is about making society great. When you have a great society, the Torah also works to make society function. And we could take the Miri another step. When society didn't live up to the Torah, Chazal said we can't apply the Torah to society. It's not a political science. Suddenly Chazal say no more death penalty. But the Torah says there is death penalty. Chazal say, yeah, but the people aren't learning Torah. They're not abiding by the Torah. Torah says we have sota waters. If a woman is questionable in whether she's been faithful to her husband or not, we have ways of verifying. Chazal tell us, no. Once there was too much adultery going on, the Torah doesn't get involved. Because the Torah is not a political science book. It's not about, here's a system, now it's all going to work.